This is a follow-up consultation on Erica Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R, date of birth, July 25, 1981. Patient seen for Dr. Vinnie Meyer, V-E-N-N-E-M-E-Y-E-R, of Plastic Surgery Associates, New Paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for your continued support. Erica is a 42-year-old female who is being seen for anemia. She is here for pre-op evaluation for recently planned cosmetic surgery. New paragraph, history of present illness. Initially, patient was seen about a month ago when her hemoglobin was found to be low. Patient did give history of menorrhagia. Patient was evaluated in past for neutropenia and anemia, and she had peripheral blood flow cytometry, which suggested that she may have benign cyclical neutropenia and anemia. Patient then has been since periodically seen at her primary physician. When seen initially on August 2nd, her WBC count was 2.5, hemoglobin was 10.4, and subsequently she was advised to take oral iron. She has been doing that. She cannot take any more than one pill because it constipates her. In any case, her hemoglobin did improve on August 11 to 11.5, and WBC count also went up to 3.7. She was seen on 8/23, and CBC was drawn. Her WBC count has been around 3.0, which is still very reasonable for a patient with history of cyclical, benign cyclical neutropenia. Her hemoglobin has improved. It is 11.5. The normal for this lab is 11.1. Her RDW is still a little high at 17.7. MCV is 72. Serum iron is now normal at 54. Physical exam, she is 48 year old, 5'6" tall, weighing 150. Her blood pressure is 119/74. Eyes ENT unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, benign cyclical neutropenia with no benign cyclical neutropenia. Diagnosis 2, anemia, which is now resolved, most likely iron deficiency from menorrhagia. New paragraph recommendations. At this point, patient's hemoglobin has normalized to 11.5, 11.1 being the low normal for this lab. New paragraph recommendations. Since her WBC count fluctuates between 3 to 4, a 3.0 count might be acceptable for the plant surgery because I believe she has adequate bone marrow response to the stress. As far as her hemoglobin is concerned, it has normalized now. She is advised to keep taking iron. So I don't believe hemoglobin would reach much higher than 12 at the most. So I think that with 11.5 to 12 hemoglobin, she may be able to undergo the planned surgery. The only other way of improving her hemoglobin would be continuing oral iron or giving intravenous iron with erythropoietin shots. Patient is not willing at this point. Second method could be blood transfusion, which I don't think is advisable. So we may have to accept hemoglobin of 11.5 or 12 and proceed. However, if that is not acceptable, I certainly will have to talk to the patient about iron infusion, which her insurance may not approve, and procrit shot, which her insurance would not pay for. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Erica Garner. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Winnie Meyer in at Plastic Surgery Associates. Thank you.